So I had a long, I mean, probably wasn't really that long dream, but sprawling, I guess, as I say. A recurring motif involved two or three little girls that were playing some kind of board game. They got me to play, but I didn't. They just got me on board so they would have enough players, and they took all my turns for me. So I don't think I ever actually saw the board game. And I think this was in a house, maybe in Ohio. And toward the end of the dream, some of the girls came out of a room and they said, you bought boredom. And this had something to do with the game. And they had said made other comments about the progress of the game, but I don't remember them now. Another motif of this was that something was up with the toilets. And I don't remember why, but if people were showering, it was like everybody had to use the bathroom when somebody was taking a shower. So you'd go in there and shower, and you'd say, don't look. I mean, you'd go in there to take a shit or whatever, and you'd say, don't look, to whoever was in the shower, and it was just some situation with the plumbing or something. So I went in to take it to pee, I guess. And Aunt Sherry was in the shower. And I told her, you know, don't look, just as a routine thing. And she made some blithe comment about, oh, don't worry, I'm not looking, I don't want to see you pee. And as I had gone in, there was somebody else coming out. I don't know who he was. And he left a little shit stain on the toilet seat. Or somebody left a little shit stain on the toilet seat. And, yeah, there was just something up with the plumbing in the house. But it was a temporary situation. And, later Sherry was in her room. And she said she wanted me to connect with these women that she had found online who, through some kind of dating site or dating, whatever, and these were beautiful young women that were looking for men who were 50 and 60, and obviously they were gold diggers. So that led to a conversation where Sherry and I were, we were like, I don't have all that financial security that they're after. But the women were beautiful. Sherry had this, something I was thinking about recently. She had a piece of digital paper, just a thin sheet of some kind of plastic or whatever that, I mean, it's like a tablet device, but it's as thin as paper. And that was how she browsed the internet. It was kind of cool. And after the kids told me I had bought boredom, or maybe it was right before this happened, I don't know. I mean, whatever. I was up at the front of the house, which faced a sidewalk. And an animal came along. It was wearing like a red, white, and blue piece of cardboard or something. It wasn't like a sweater or any article of clothing. It was a little house that it was walking around in. Or a little, wouldn't call it armor, but it was just like something like that. And it was faint colored red, white, blue, maybe purple. And I was just asking the kids, I was telling the kids to look at it because it was unusual to see this animal. And in the dream I called it a marmoset. And I'm going to have to look that up to see if that's right. But this animal was fairly long. It was like a dachshund in length, but not the hot dog shape. It was taller than that, but also pretty narrow. And it could bend itself into almost a 90 degree angle. And and that's what it was doing. It would like climb into a bag and bend itself to this 90 degree angle, and it was just something that it did. It was interesting. I think that's the end of the dream, but there was more to it than that. I don't remember Sherry ever appearing in a dream, but she probably has. She really did know where to find the beautiful women.